Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, and I'm taking your questions. You still have a lot of questions about the Patriots offense. We're going to get the Patriots defense a little love today as well. You know what time it is. It's time for you to get jacked. So our first question comes from Benjamin Larson in Denmark, who asks, what will Jamie Collins' role be on the defense this year, and how is he fitting in with the other talented Patriots linebackers? Well, as far as how he's fitting in, if you ask linebacker coach Pepper Johnson, Dante Hightower, all those guys speak volumes about Jamie Collins, about his work ethic, his athleticism, and just how well he really fits in with the linebacker group. Now, we haven't seen him a whole lot this year on defense. We saw him in the preseason a little bit, but I don't think that was the expectation when the Patriots drafted him. I don't think there was ever really a chance that he was going to beat out Dante Hightower, Jerod Mayo, and Brandon Spikes. I think so far his role this year will be primarily on special teams, and if he needs to step in on defense, perhaps if somebody gets injured, that's when we'll see him play some more defensive snaps. And our next question comes from Brody Reno in Nova Scotia, who asks, do you think that it's time the offense gets some veteran wide receivers? I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sick of hearing this question. So, Brody, you draw the short stick today. I'm going to have to blow the whistle on you. Because, no, I think at this point the Patriots are not going to bring back any veteran wide receivers. If they do, I think we would see somebody like Michael Jenkins, who was in the system for the entire offseason program. I don't think that we're going to see the likes of Deion Branch, Dante Stallworth, any of those guys come back. But look, the Patriots still have a pretty good lineup here. They've got Rob Gronkowski, who's expected to return in the coming weeks, Danny Amendola as well. And then Shane Vereen, he may be on IR until November, but look what Brandon Bolden has done. He has really emerged as a dual threat in the passing game and in the ground game. The Patriots have a lot of confidence, guys, in these younger wide receivers. And already from week two to week three, we see them make that jump. So don't freak out. Please stop freaking out about the veteran wide receivers. Be sure to keep the questions coming because this is a lot of fun. I like talking with you guys. Patriots getting ready to face the Bengals next week. So be sure to keep the questions coming right here. Patriots.com/getjacked. And we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.